Dante Bertana in San Mateo, California. Steve's hometown. It's where mom was. Yeah. Is mom still there?
Mom's there, and my sister and her family are there.
Oh, that's nice.
So that's where I go visit.
He is worried about buffer overflows. Who isn't? My question is, he says, how exactly do buffer overflows lead to exploits? Oh, that's good. I don't understand how simply crashing a program or app leads to an exploit vector. I think you've explained this in the past in the show, but maybe you can give me a 30-second refresher. Thanks, as always. I've been listening since episode one. I was 13, and I look forward to every new episode. What does that make him now, 23?
Yeah, cool.
All right.
So Dante.
We've said this many times. I've said it, too.
Here's the short answer. I was thinking about how could I say this in a way I never have before? And that is, due to the architecture of the CPU, the actual registers and memory arrangements, there's something called the stack, which is it's sort of like an accordion. You're able to borrow memory from this stack in a sequential fashion and give it back sort of in the reverse order. And it's very fast. That is, the operating system doesn't need to be involved, so you don't have to make OS calls. So it's fast, and it's there, and it's convenient. The problem is we use the stack both for program addresses and data. So you can, like, when you're going to go somewhere and you want to be able to come back, you put the address of where you are on the stack. Then you go somewhere, and in order for that subroutine, for example, to come back to you, it knows to get the address from the stack. The problem is, while it's doing something, it has access to the stack. Sort of everybody does in a single process. So, or actually on a thread of a process, which now it's getting more complicated. But essentially what this means is, in one place, we are mixing in addresses that we're going to jump to for code and data. Because one of the things that happens is the so-called buffer overrun, we create a buffer dynamically by just saying, I want some buffer space on the stack. And we do it because it's so fast. It's when we do it right, there's no problems. It's when we do it wrong that there's a problem. And if the program asks for a certain amount of buffer space, it's sharing that space. Maybe on both sides are pointers to other code that we're going to go back to. So if that buffer is overrun, if we store more on the stack than we thought we wanted stack space for, then we overwrite the instructions, like right after the buffer, that are telling us how to get back to where we came from, the return address. Now, if we overwrite it randomly, then the processor sees an address. It doesn't know if it's random, or I mean, it doesn't know there's anything wrong with it. It follows it blindly, and boom, crash. And that's where we start turning this into an exploit. Because once a hacker realizes that they had a way to put too much data in, then they start to look at it closer, and they say, hey, you know, it's this particular data that the processor treated as a jump destination. So if I have some other code somewhere else, or if there's some in the operating system that's not supposed to be executed, but if I can put data there that points to it, then it will get executed. And that's how we escalate from a crash to an exploit that actually does something that the hacker wants. It's a side effect of the underlying architecture that's like fundamental to our computers. It didn't have to be that way. If they'd been designed with security as an absolute paramount aspect, they would have never mixed data and instructions. That's the danger, is we're mixing data and that the user can control and that kind of comes from the outside. And like within the same place, we have jump instructions or addresses that are taken as destinations of jumps right there next to the data. And it's just dangerous.
And this is where we went wrong with imperative programming, side effects, memory allocation. If we just stayed with Lisp, none of this would have been a problem.
You know, it's those darn engineers that designed the CPU. They thought, hey, yeah, look how convenient this will be. It's like, ooh, yeah, but boy, if we make one little mistake, it overwrites the stack, yeah. And then all hell breaks loose.
But you see why garbage people are doing garbage collection and stuff. Then, you know, Malik is not your friend.
Roy, no.
Yeah, unless you're used to it. But see, that's the thing. You're suckered into it.